ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मोकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानन्दमाधवं यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। ओके, टु एंटर इन टू द स्टडी ऑफ To enter into the study of the Bhashyam on the Bhagavad Gita, we need to have some basic understanding of the different systems or philosophy or schools of thought. In the Bharatiya Sampradaya, Bharatiya Sampradaya, Shastra Sampradaya, we have different schools of thought. The Bharatiya Sampradaya, we have different schools of thought. A school of thought is actually propounded by a given philosopher. So any individual philosopher who would have made efforts using his intellectual capacity, using his reasoning based on his perception, he would have come to a conclusion, he would have arrived at a certain conclusion, and which he presents it as his view. Such a given view or a given contention of a given philosopher becomes a school of thought propounded by a given philosopher. And such a school of thought with a given view is said to be darshanam. Darshanam, the word darshanam is gerund, derived from the root drish. The verb is pashyati. So here, darshanam, seeing, the verb is pashyati, the root is drish. So how a person sees from his angle, from his standpoint, becomes his view, his contention of the truth. So a school of thought is called darshanam. And here, The propounder of that given school of thought and the followers who accepts that person's view, a school of thought, are known as darshanikaha. So darshanikaha is a person of given view. Darshanam is a view. Contention. And such schools of thought, otherwise known as systems of philosophy, generally focus on six important aspects. Why do they, first of all, think? And why do they think and arrive at a conclusion? In order to arrive at a conclusion, struggling with their own struggles, with their reasoning, based on their perception, they arrive at a conclusion. Mainly, there is a drive. They are driven to think, driven to reason, driven to arrive at a conclusion. So what makes a person think to arrive at a given conclusion? It is the search for freedom from the miseries. How to free oneself from the miseries? How to free human beings from their miseries? What is the cause of a human misery? It is this search for freedom alone drives a person search for the truth using his reasoning based on his perception to arrive at a conclusion. This is how in the Bharatiya Sampradaya we have different schools of thought known as darshanani. So all those darshanams, all those schools of thought focus on important six aspects. Mainly, mokshasya swarupaha kaha. What is the samsara? What samsarasya swarupam kim? Samsarasya swarupam kim? What is the nature of samsara? And what is that which really causes the samsara? This is the first thing, first aspect. What is the nature of samsara and what causes the samsara? Which means what contributes for human suffering, human miseries? And what is the nature of human misery in terms of samsara? This is the first aspect. And second thing, if there is this samsara, so then what is the nature of freedom? Freedom from this samsara, or is it to be bondage? Mokshasya swarupam kim? What is the nature of the freedom from this samsara called bondage? And what is the means of attainment of that freedom? So mokshasya swarupam kim? Moksha sadhanam kim? This becomes the second aspect. And the third aspect, when they understand, so what is this samsara all about? What is this human misery? What's the nature of samsara? And what causes this samsara? The first aspect. Then how can we free ourselves from the samsara? What is the nature of freedom? What is the means of attainment of freedom? This becomes the second aspect. So, when this becomes the second aspect, naturally, then, first of all, they want to understand what this individual is, who this individual is. Essentially, what is an individual? So, jivatmanaha swarupam kim? Jivatmanaha swarupam kim? What is that truth that every individual can be reduced to? When we say wave can be reduced to water, similarly, what is that one essential nature every individual can be reduced to? So what is the nature of an individual? Jivatmanaha swarupam kim? Then, next topic they focus on is, there is a jivatma. No jivatma can exist independently without the world being around. No individual can be there by himself without the rest of the world being there. The world of all other beings must be there around. When you say the wave exists, means the wave can never exist as wave independently. The wave exists only as part of the ocean. There must be an ocean around as a part of which a wave can exist. Similarly, if an individual is there, the existence of individual presupposes what? The existence of an objective universe. Existence of the universe consisting of countless number of other beings and fellow beings. Therefore, there is Jagat. There is Jagat. Jagat, of which an individual becomes a part. So, next topic focus on is Jagataha Swarupam Kim. What is the essential nature of the universe? What is this universe? What is this universe? What is the cause of the universe? What is this universe? What is the nature of the universe? What is this universe reducible to? This becomes the next aspect, the fourth aspect. When the third and fourth aspects become discussed, then there comes the question, if there is Jivatma and if there is Jagat, there must be the source of this Jivaha and the Jagat. There must be the source, the cause, from which the individual would have come into existence, from which the world would have come into existence. And what is the source? The source of the origination of the individual and the total universe is said to be Ishvara, the Lord, God. So here the next aspect focused, the philosopher's focus is on the Swarupam of Ishvara. Ishvarasya Swarupam Kim. First of all, is there a cause or the source from which the Jiva would have come into existence, Jagat would have come into existence? If there is an Ishvara, and what is the nature of that Ishvara? Otherwise said to be God or Lord. So, Ishvara Swarupam Kim? This becomes the fifth aspect. I'm repeating, samsaraha, because people, all human beings are suffering. Naturally, human being goes through misery. This experience of misery, the suffering, makes people of subtle minds think, makes them reason. That is how they think, they reason. Using the reasoning, they arrive at the conclusions. So here, these are these different aspects. Now, one more aspect we have to remember. That is, what is the way of life one should live? The way of life involving the disciplines which serve as means. Which serve as means of attaining freedom. This forms the sixth aspect. So samsaraha, the suffering is there naturally. Human misery is there naturally in this world. Therefore, we start analyzing first, the philosophers start analyzing first, what is the nature of samsara? What is the nature of the human misery? What causes the human misery? Becomes the samsara, samsaram ha kaha, samsarasya swarupam kim, samsarasya karanam kim. This is the first aspect. The second aspect is, how can we free ourselves from the samsara? So what is the nature of freedom? And what is the means of attainment of freedom? This becomes the second aspect. Mokshasya swarupam kim. Second aspect. The third aspect is, what is this individual? Who is this individual? What is the nature of the individual? So jivatmanaha swarupam kim. This becomes the third aspect. As jiva, as individual, is part of the whole jagat, the next aspect is this. Jagat kim. What is this universe? Jagataha swarupam kim. What is the nature of the universe? That becomes the fourth aspect. The fifth aspect. As there is jiva, the individual, and as there is the jagat, there must be a source, the cause, from where the jiva and the jagat must have come into existence. And that source, or the cause of jiva and jagat, is looked upon as Ishvara. Therefore, the next question is there Ishvara, first of all? If there is Ishvara, known as God or Lord, what is the nature of the Ishvara? Ishvara is swarupam kim. How is Ishvara? This is the next aspect. And finally, the sixth aspect is, how should one live one's life? What is the way of life involving the disciplines required for discovering freedom from this human misery? And what is the means of the attainment of freedom? What are the means of discovering the freedom? This is how this was the thinking, reasoning contributes for discovering, arriving at the different six important aspects. So the philosophers focus on these six aspects. Any darshanam definitely should focus on these important six aspects. And in the Bharatiya Sampradaya, though there are many, many systems, many, many schools of thought, 11 are given importance as 11 schools of thought. A school of thought is said to be matam. Matam is a past passive participle. It's a participle which means a view or contention. A thought. Matam means thought. Manyate, things. Matam, thought. So there are 11 schools of thought, 11 matams in the Bharatiya Sampradaya. Even though people say there are 12 schools of thought, 12 darshanani, dvadasha darshanani, the 12th one is not counted as one of the matams, one of the schools of thought. What are those 11 systems, 11 schools of thought, 11 systems of philosophy? Let us understand here. Of the 11 systems or schools of thought known as matams, 6 schools of thought are known as Nastika Darshanani. These first 6 schools of thought are known as Nastika Darshanani because they do not accept Veda Shastram as means of knowledge of the truth. They do not accept the Veda Shastram as a Pramana Granthaha. Because the 6 schools of thought which come under the category of Nastika Darshanani do not accept Veda as the Pramana because all their matams, all their views, contentions are purely based on their own independent reasoning in keeping with their perception. So what are those Nastika Darshanani, the non-believer schools of thought? Non-believer schools of thought are Nastika Darshanani. Which present their views purely based on the reasoning in keeping with their respective perceptions. So Nastika Darshanani are Charvaka Matam, Jaina Matam. So Charvaka Matam is a Nastika Darshanam, number 1. Jaina Matam is a Nastika Matam, number 2. Then third one is Bauddha Matam. Charvaka Matam, Jaina Matam, then third one is Bauddha Matam. Bauddha Matam A school of thought for which the propounder is Buddha. Propounder was a Buddha. Buddha was actually a title given to the propounder. His original name was Siddhartha. Even Siddhartha was such a beautiful name. Siddhartha means the person of accomplishment. Siddhartha. But the Buddha means wise person, which is a title given to the propounder of the Bodha Matam. So the Matam itself, the school of thought itself is known as Bodha Matam, in keeping with the name of the propounder as Buddha. Even though Buddha was the only propounder, this somehow became four different schools. One Bodha Matam became divided into four. Therefore, Chatvari Bodha Darshanani. There are four different schools of thought. For all of them, Buddha was the main propounder. So, Charvaka Matam, Jaina Matam, Bauddha Matam, with its four divisions, totally we have six schools of thought known as Nastika Darshanani. For them, reasoning is the only support. Reasoning is the main thing. Then we have another four schools of thought. Apart from these six Nastika Darshanani, we have Astika Darshanani. Astika Darshanani are the other schools of thought which accept the Veda as the Pramana Grantaha. There we have first four schools, Sankhya Matam or Sankhya Darshanam, Yoga Matam or Yoga Darshanam, Nyaya Matam or Nyaya Darshanam, then Vaiseshika Matam, Vaiseshika Darshanam. So Sankhya Darshanam, Yoga Darshanam, Nyaya Darshanam, Vaiseshika Darshanam. So this Sankhya school of thought, Yoga school of thought, Nyaya school of thought, Vaiseshika school of thought, these four schools of thought accept Veda Shastram only to support their reasoning. They do not accept Veda as the main means of knowledge. The so-called Astika Darshanani also, even these four schools of thought also, give importance for their own reasoning based on their perception. But to support their reasoning, they wanted to use Veda. Their acceptance of Veda is only to that extent to support their own reasoning to their convenience. So this is how we have totally 10 Darshanani. Now, what about the 11th one? The 11th one is said to be Purva Mimamsa Darshanam. The very word Purva means previous, preceding the first part. So Purva Mimamsa Darshanam. means it is a system. And the next one is Uttara Mimamsa Darshanam or Vedanta Darshanam. These two systems actually accept the Veda as the Pramana Grantaha. In these two schools, not a school actually, in these two systems, Veda is accepted as the main. The priority is given to the Veda. The reasoning is also accepted to support the Vedic teaching. Here again, Mimamsa, the word Mimamsa means Matum Iccha Mimamsa, desire to measure, desire to analyze. So Mimamsa implies analysis. So analysis or the analytical study is called Mimamsa. Analytical study of the mantras contained in the Karma Kanda of the Veda is said to be Pura Mimamsa. Analytical study of the mantras contained in the Karma Kanda of the Veda is called Pura Mimamsa. And as the mantras of the Karma Kanda of the Veda discusses only of the performance of rituals and their benefits, the people who are totally given to the pursuit of the knowledge of the Karma Kanda, who involve themselves only in Pura Mimamsa, considered attainment of heaven, going to heaven, enjoying the heavenly pleasures as the ultimate goal. So in performing rituals and enjoying their benefits became their priority. Actually, whereas the Uttara Mimamsa or Vedanta Darshanam, Uttara Mimamsa, Uttara means later part, Purva means first part. Again, Uttara Mimamsa means analytical study of the mantras of the later part of the Veda, Jnana Kanda. So, Jnana Kanda Mimamsa is Uttara Mimamsa. So, it will be Vedanta Darshanam. This Pura Mimamsa Darshanam and Uttara Mimamsa Darshanam actually consider Veda as the ultimate means of knowledge. But they use logic, reasoning to support the revelations of Veda. Of all these 12 systems, the 12th one, Uttara Mimamsa or Vedanta Darshanam, does not come under the category of the schools of thought. Vedanta is not a matam. Vedanta is not a matam. It is not a view or contention of a view or contention propounded by a given philosopher. It is not a matam. It is not a view or contention. It is not a school of thought. It is not a system of philosophy. Vedanta Darshanam means Vedanta is a vision of the fact. Vision of the fact is different from contention or view of a given person, a given group of people. Because contention or view is subject to differ from person to person. Whereas a fact can be understood or need not be understood, but fact is something which does not differ from person to person. Vision of the fact is Vedanta. Therefore, Vedanta Darshanam does not come under the category of the 11 schools of the other 11 schools of thought. So of these 12 darshanani, Vedanta alone should be taken separately as a vision of the fact. Vedanta Darshanam reveals a vision, gives the vision of the fact, which can be understood, which is understandable, and which is universally acceptable fact. Whereas other systems, Nastika Darshanani, Charvaka Matam, Jaina Matam, Bauddha Matam, all four schools of Bauddha Matam, and even Astika Darshanani, Sankhya Matam, Yoga Darshanam, Nyaya Darshanam, Vaisheshika Darshanam, all these systems of philosophy have their own matam, their own specific matams. So generally people say, oh, Vedanta Darshanam is also one of the 12 Darshanams. So we should not mistake. Even though we use the term Darshanam loosely, as every school of thought, any system of philosophy is said to be a Darshanam, Vedanta is also Darshanam. Uttarayam is a Darshanam. But Vedanta is different. Vedanta does not come under the category of a matam, a school of thought. So Darshanam, the vision of the fact. So what is a fact? A fact is something which can be understood and which does not contradict one's reasoning. It's like saying, when you say water is H2O, this is not a view of a given person. Oh, water is taken to be H2O in this country by this group of people. No, it is not a view or contention of one group of people. It is the vision of the fact about the water accepted universally by all the scientists. Similarly, what is revealed by Vedanta is a fact which has to be understood, which does not contradict the reasoning, which is universally acceptable fact. Whereas other darshanani or schools of thought means their views, different views of different proponents of different systems. Therefore, the first six are Nastika Darshanani. Then next to four, Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya and Vaisheshika are said to be Astika Darshanani, but they also give priority only to the reasoning. Though they accept Veda as the Pramana Granth, they want to use Veda to support their reasoning. So, Tarka Pradhanani Darshanani. They said to be Tarka Pradhanani Darshanani means the priority, their importance is for reasoning only. And the first, all the Nastika Darshanani are depend only on reasoning. Therefore, they are tarka or nyaya jata darshanani. Tarka jata darshanani are the nastika darshanani. Tarka pradhanani darshanani are astika darshanani. Four. And veda pramana darshanani, we say only two. So veda pradhana darshanam is Purvamimamsa darshanam and Uttaramimamsa darshanam, known as Vedanta darshanam. So tarka jata darshanani, tarka pradhana darshanani, then veda pradhana darshana, pradhana darshanam, the two in number. So we have to remember Vedanta darshanam is not a matam, is not a school of thought. It's a vision of the fact. This much I wanted to introduce today. If you have any questions, you can ask me now. I'm going to stop. Yeah. Is it clear?
Just the word, Swamiji. Tarka pradhanani darshanani.
Yeah.
Tarka jata darshanani.
Yeah. See, tarka jata means schools of thought or contentions given based on only reasoning. The views born of their own reasoning. The established views born of their own reasoning are said to be tarka jata, born of reasoning. Tarka jata darshanani. Nastika darshanani or tarka jata darshanani. Because these views are, how did these views come into existence, manifest? Based on the reasoning only. Therefore, tarka jata darshanani or nastika darshanani. Mainly, you know, charvaka matam, jaina matam, bauddha matam with its four divisions. Six. Then astika darshanani, four. That, you know, the four astika darshanani, four schools of thought. Sankhya, Sankhya darshanam, yoga darshanam, jnana darshanam, vaiseshika darshanam. These four, though accept the Veda, still the priority is not for the Veda. They also give import only to the reasoning. Therefore, tarka pradhana darshanani. They are not born purely of tarka. Tarka pradhana darshanani. Pradhana means the schools of thought or systems of philosophy having the reasoning as the priority. Using Veda to support their reasoning. Tarka pradhana darshanani. Whereas last two, Purva Mimamsa Darshanam and Uttara Mimamsa Darshanam, known as Vedanta Darshanam, are not Tarka Pradhana Darshanam, but they are Veda Shastra Pramana, Veda Shastra Pradhana Darshanam. Uttara Mimamsa Darshanam and Purva Mimamsa Darshanam. These two have Veda as the main means of knowledge. So Veda Pradhana దర్శనం, ఉత్తరమీమాంస దర్శనం అండ్ పూర్వమీమాంస దర్శనం. బిట్వీన్ దీస్ టూ ఆల్సో దర్ ఇస్ అ డిఫరెన్స్. ద పూర్వమీమాంస దర్శనం అక్సెప్ట్స్ ది వేదా యాజ్ ది ప్రధాన ప్రధానం, అక్సెప్ట్ వేదా యాజ్ ది మెయిన్ మెయిన్ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ యూసెస్ లాజిక్ రీజనింగ్ టు సపోర్ట్ ది వేదిక్ టీచింగ్. బట్ ది ప్రయారిటీ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ ఫార్ ది కర్మకాండ ఆఫ్ ది వేద. పూర్వ మీమాంస దర్శనం గివ్స్ ఇంపార్టెన్స్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ ది కర్మకాండ ఆఫ్ ది వేద. Therefore, the focus is only on the performance of rituals and enjoying the benefits. Therefore, for them, even accumulating punyam through performance of rituals, going to heaven becomes the ultimate goal. Then, Uttara Mimamsa Darshanam, the Vedanta Darshanam, accepts the entire Veda as the Pradhana Granta, as the మెయిన్ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. ఉత్తర మీమాంస దర్శనం అక్సెప్ట్ ది ఎన్టీఆర్ వేద, కర్మకాండ, ఉపాసనాకాండ, జ్ఞానకాండ, అక్సెప్ట్ ఎన్టీఆర్ వేద యాజ్ ది మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూత్ అండ్ యూజెస్ తర్క లాజిక్ టు సపోర్ట్ ది వేదాంతిక్ టీచింగ్స్. సో తర్క జాత దర్శనాన్ని, కేవల తర్కజాత దర్శనాన్ని, తర్క ప్రధాన దర్శనాన్ని, వేద ప్రమాణ దర్శనే. టూ స్కూల్స్, నాట్ స్కూల్స్ మీన్ టూ సిస్టమ్స్. ఐ షుడ్ నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ ఫుల్ సే స్కూల్స్. జస్ట్ ఐ వాంటెడ్ టు స్టార్ట్ టుడే. హియర్ అగైన్, ఈవెన్ ఉత్తర మీమాంస దర్శనం ఆల్సో we have different views, they are not views, different again, there's a difference in their understanding of interpretation of the mantras. Yogisha is advaitam, dvaitam, visishta advaitam. So we have that difference also. That's different, that will be seen later on, but now this much is enough today. Om shanti shanti shanti.